Yesterday, the attorney for 8 local governments, including the city of Green Bay, told the court if 6 lesbian state employees win their suit to get health care coverage for their domestic partners, it would cost cities and villages thousands of dollars in increased health care premiums. Attorney Michael Dean says cities need a voice in the suit because the same state benefit plans are also part of union contracts in most cities.
We don't have the option as municipalities to change coverages. We are still covered by the Constitution. We can't pick up the city of Green Bay and move to Iowa.
But Department of Justice Attorney Jennifer Lattice told the court the state doesn't want the help of the cities in defeating the suit, and she asked the court to let the Department of Justice do its job alone. ACLU Attorney John Knight says the cities don't have a dog in this fight because none of the 6 couples suing the state work for any local government.
Our plaintiffs aren't seeking anything from them. The court could not change their plans. Our plaintiffs can't get health insurance from those municipalities.
One of the plaintiffs, Megan Sapner, says the city's efforts are a frustrating distraction that is slowing down the progress of the suit.
It's been 2 years now, and we haven't gotten any answers. For us, it's a really, I think, basic question of fairness. Do I not deserve the same compensation as my colleagues?
That issue will be argued in the circuit court once the high court decides whether or not to allow the cities to join the suit. If Sapner and her fellow plaintiffs are successful, it would open a window of opportunity for gay couples that many thought was closed when voters approved a constitutional ban on gay marriage last year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.